Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supracut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, food fam. I am your host, Carl Fiadini, and this is the Walk and Talk Podcast. We're podcasting on-site at the Doubletree Hotel at the entrance of Universal Studios in Orlando. I want to give a special thanks and a shout-out to Chef Anthony Fothergill and his team here at the hotel for allowing us to record on property. Today's topic, traveling for work. That's right, hitting the highway. It's planes, trains, and automobiles today, folks. Our guest this session is my dear friend Jay Gardner from Citrus America. Yep, this fella travels the country state by state, building relationships with food service and retailers from sea to shining sea. All right, so we're gonna basically get into what a day in the life of in Jay's world. This guy is like he's doing delicious things with the machines and the juice. It's amazing. Let's dig in. But first, attention chefs and food buyers. If you haven't heard of Cahaba Club Herbal Outpost, you must look into this amazing Florida farm. We're talking about a wide selection of microgreens to microflowers. If you're in the Central Florida area, Hazeki's Produce and Specialty Foods proudly carries all of Marvin's pretty products. Or contact Marvin directly. He is a wonderful human being and my friend. Jump on his website, CahabaClub.com. Okay. Whew, that was a mouthful. All right, let's welcome our culinary contributor. It's Jefferson Schlissel, Chef Jefferson Schlissel. By the way, there's no relationship to the Jeffersons that moved on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Chef, welcome.
Thank you.
How you been?
Fantastic, man.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah, man.
You know, we had a little bit of a faux pas.
Yeah.
But this is... You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's orange juice. I get choked up.
I know. It's a beautiful thing. I'm tearing. All right. So you've traveled for work, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. My last job.
You love it?
It's a double-edged sword.
Everybody, right?
No, it's a double-edged sword because what we did is we moved in, went to a city. We were there for maybe 4 days working, but you know, the nighttime part of it, you know, chefs, we work hard, play hard. But to see the different places I was able to see and get to is just amazing. And the people I got to work with. But the actual physical work, yeah, no. Hey, he's got a different thing than I do.
Right. So let's get Jay onto the show. Jay, baby, thanks for coming out. I mean, it's Citrus America. It's Jay Gard. I mean, dude, I follow all your stuff, and you're living your best life.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Carl. It's very exciting to be here with you guys. I follow you guys too. You guys are doing great stuff. You're out there, culinary field, talking to the chefs. I love it. And it's what we want to do. It's all about fresh, natural products. And I just hit the road while I'm doing it.
So, and you go literally from state to state, state to state, state to, like, it's crazy. And, you know, listen, we're about the same age. I don't know how you're doing this other than, like, you're drinking, you know, just bucket loads of vitamin C. I have to think. But at the end of it, man, I don't know how you're making it happen. What's a day in the life for you?
Wow. That changes all the time. The day in the life is always different. We happen to be here in Orlando. We're based out of Oviedo. So this is home. It's nice to be home, but it's also nice to be on the road. Right. Like you said, Jeff, it's a double-edged sword. Sometimes I get to see the most amazing places and it's been very, very incredible, but I find I'm by myself a lot. So that's something that you have to deal with. And you guys have talked about this in some of your other podcasts. Mental health is very important while you're on the road and staying physical. You know, I go to the gym a lot. I make sure I'm always working out, trying to eat right, all of those sort of things, which is not easy.
Yeah, especially traveling, it's not easy to.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, so I did, I don't know, about 5 years when I worked at the coffee company, Café Don Pablo. I was on the road, and I find that being away from people and you're driving, it's really cleansing, because you can actually self-reflect and think, and you can, you know, if you're healthy minded in any kind of a way, or you have that in front of you, you can get a lot of stuff done, you know, in terms of being organized or motivated and staying, because at the end of the day, you're in the car, you have your great music, right?
Or podcast.
Walk and talk podcast. You know, you have all these things, right? So you technically, hypothetically, you ought to be like pretty clear-headed. It's like time travel.
Yeah, but when you know how it is, you get in your own head sometimes, right? So staying positive is really important. What I do find is when I'm on the road, I work a lot. You know, people, they follow me, and thank you for following me, and I always appreciate it. I have people going, oh, when are you coming back from vacation? And they don't see the 12-hour road day and the cleanup. And I'm, you know, this equipment is great and it's easy to clean, but not when you're in a hotel room necessarily. So
that's challenging. Yeah,
there's a lot that goes behind the scenes that people aren't seeing. But that's okay. I love what I'm doing. I'm super excited. This is fun stuff. It's natural. It's healthy. It's delicious. And I just like sharing what I'm doing with retailers and food service and chefs and bartenders and mixologists. I show people how to do things naturally, easily, and help them make money while they're doing it.
Hey, listen, I don't want to gloss over what happened here today during setup. There were two
juicy patties, right?
Yeah. What were the odds of that? And it's a potential buyer, right? They're opening in that they're opening their restaurant down in South Florida, Pembroke Pines, and this is just like office setting up. The equipment's here. Hey, what's that? It shine looks like a Cadillac, you know. Mm-hmm. You talk about it. Hey. Oh, by the way, I'm opening restaurants. I think that's beautiful. That's how it should
franchise restaurants. Is correct. What they're doing.
Yes,
I get this a lot. Right, it's sexy equipment. It looks great. It's all 304 stainless. It draws attention. It's got fruit in the top. You see it. I know it's hard to kind of show that on the podcast, but you'll see it on the YouTube channels for sure. It's great looking stuff. It draws attention. So, and you smell it.
It's quiet too. Yeah. I noticed when it was operating, it wasn't something that was, over the top ostentatious or anything. Like it was great.
Mm-hmm. And the way the equipment is designed, they really thought the procedures and you know, the operating procedures through it, you know, the garbage can underneath, which is just brilliant. So that the whoever's working on it, as soon as it gets full, they pull it out and they throw it away.
Done. You know, we kind of dove into this and we didn't really explain to the listener what this is we're talking about, right?
So, it's not a Cadillac.
There's no cars. But it is sexy.
It is so sexy.
So this is a citrus juicing equipment. And we have different models, different sizes, shapes, all kinds of things, but we do all citrus: lemons, limes, oranges, tangerines, blood oranges, all anything like that. Our biggest equipment can even do very small grapefruit. They can all do pomegranates, which is really, really cool.
You got a million views or something almost, right?
Yeah, pomegranate on TikTok, it just went out of control. But TikTok is out of control, but it's fun, you know, it's exciting, and people just love it.
I think one of the things you touched upon is it's not only beautiful to look at and watch it happen, but I think what really draws people in is that smell. It's like, I compared it earlier as like fresh rain, but it's fresh rain of oranges. Like you smell the oils permeate the whole atmosphere where you are. So it really gets you, like I'm salivating right now, but that juice is probably the best juice I've had in a long time.
They made a song in the 80s about this. It's something like, it's a rain in oranges. Hallelujah. Something like that, right? Wasn't that it?
I don't know.
No? Could be wrong. Maybe it was a different song. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did we record that?
We
can
did.
I use that?
You
later?
Absolutely right. can. I mean, we're all going to, we'll all get
you remember that last,
assist letters and everything.
You remember that last episode you said a lot of people didn't know what Blockbuster was? A lot of people just, they're Googling that right now.
Well, as it turns out, we have a wide spectrum of ages in terms of listenership. Yeah. So some of the people are going to get it. They're going to laugh. And then others are going to go, what the hell is he talking about? Raining what? Oranges? Okay.
So back on the road, right, as we were talking about, a story just popped into my head. So I was actually driving. Sometimes we drive, sometimes we ship and fly, right? But the CEO, Brian Frampson, who started the company here in America, had this great idea right as COVID was hitting. He's like, you know what? We're going to do a road show. And so we equipped the company van. We made sure we logoed it, had it nicely wrapped. We put equipment right in the back so we could juice off of it. And we literally drove from here, Florida, all the way to California and did some shows and a bunch of meetings and back. And we stopped in a bunch of different states. And I was actually at Arches National Park driving through because I was driving past it. And I'm like, well, I have to go check this out because I'm traveling and I better, right? I had people following me going, are you going to juice? are you juicing? Because they see it on the van, right? And so finally I'm like, I kind of have to. So I found a great place to pull over and I pulled out a piece of equipment and I started juicing right there in the park and handed it out. People kept trying to pay me. And I'm like, no, just...
Just drink the juice.
Drink the juice.
Just drink it.
Yeah. That's what they say, right? Drink the juice. Drink
it. Yeah.
Corporate juice.
So what's your favorite? I have a preference in terms of states to drive through that are the best. What are yours?
Oh, man. You're putting me on the spot. I have a lot of followers out there, and I have a lot of people who work for me in a bunch of different states.
I'm fairly certain that not a one of them had something to do with paving the roads. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. What I have to say is I've really driven across most of this country now, and there are beautiful spots in every single state I've been in. There are places that just blow your mind. Especially if you go off the beaten path.
Sure.
You know, you take 95 from here to New York, kind of boring. But you go on the other side of the mountain, it is incredible.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
So... All right, look, since I'm not going to, I don't know if you're going to come clean with an answer or whatever, but I will tell you this. Driving through Colorado is one of my favorite places. Roads are pretty maintained, and you're getting beauty everywhere at every turn and gigantic 2,000-pound animals everywhere. Every time you turn your head, there's like another giant animal. But the Southeast, not Florida, but the Southeast, beautiful. Like going through... You know, Alabama and, you know, Tennessee and Mississippi, all these places are so awesome. You know, I flew into Atlanta. This is years ago. I flew into Atlanta, got a rental car, and I had to do like this, this whirlwind tour where I went through every state from Georgia all the way out to Mississippi and back up down into the Panhandle, Florida, back up to Georgia. In Mississippi somewhere, it was probably... I don't know, 11:30 at night, and the GPS, and this was like in the beginning stages of GPS, so it was a little wonky. It took me through some back road somewhere, and I'm like, there was no cars for like 40 minutes at a time. There were no cars. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I was driving like a Chrysler 300, whatever, and it had the sunroof. So I pulled over off the side of the road. Stars were everywhere. And I opened the sunroof, put all the windows down, and I just sat there for a minute. I was like, you know what? I want to take this in. And I'm looking, and it was a crisp night, and I'm just like, wow, this is great. And then somehow the hair on my neck stood up, and I'm like, I'm out of here. Boop, bam, and I haul ass. I felt like, I don't know, the swamp monster was coming or something. I don't know, but
started hearing banjos.
Yeah, there was like, you know, yeah, you got a pretty mouth. Yeah, the whole thing. It was like that. But I did enjoy the Southeast more than anywhere else.
Okay, Carl. So I'll go there for you because you're trying. So
I mean, I'm putting myself out there. I'm giving you real deep insight
and,
here.
And I'm not going to just throw a state, but what I'll say is I thoroughly enjoyed going through the desert more than I thought I was going to.
Really?
So New Mexico, Arizona, that story. When Brian had this crazy idea, and I'll be the first to admit, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work, but it worked out great. And I'm going, I'm going to drive through the desert. What is there to see, right? It's just desert. It's not. It's incredible. There's so many things in the desert. And like I mentioned arches. We were at the Salt Flats in Nevada juicing. I mean, just so many incredible places to go visit over there.
You know, I don't disagree with you. I'll tell you my worst state was Texas. Texas.
Oh, you just pissed off a whole bunch of people.
I don't care. I love the state itself.
I did not say Texas.
No, Carl, I did. I said it. It was horrible. It takes like 18 years to get through Texas.
Well, yeah, there's that.
It's but big.
When you get into, when you start getting into New Mexico, though, and the way where it's like your flats and then you're coming into elevation and it's beautiful. It's so nice.
It is.
It is so nice.
And it's also the hues, the colors that you get on the sand, and the rocks, everything.
So it's funny you said that because when I drove through there, it was daybreak. So it was amazing. It was super, super cool. The only thing that would have made this better is if I had a juice machine from Citrus America in the back of the rig where I could have pulled over and just enjoyed some, you know, some
orange juice.
Yeah.
Or blood orange juice.
Yeah.
Or something else with your blood orange juice.
Bourbon.
We make some pretty good cocktails.
I bet.
Old fashioned.
Yeah, sir.
Just saying.
Yeah. Whiskey smash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when that bar opens up behind us,
we might have to go visit that. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine a whiskey sour utilizing fresh limes and lemons and a hint of orange juice from that juicer. And we got to make that happen.
Today.
yeah. Like, I mean, meow.
So if you're a follower of the program, so by the way, everybody out there, we take the show, the Walk and Talk podcast, on the road, right? So today we're
literally on the road.
Literally. So today we're at the Doubletree Hotel at the entrance of Universal Studios in Orlando. And, you know, we're in the restaurant. And so you may hear some background noises of actual things happening. You know, servers are going to come in and out, getting ready for service. Bartenders are going to start coming in and setting up, whatnot. So we bring the show on the road, and we do that to add depth and some character, some grit to the show, because the topics that we typically get into revolve around the food industry. And hence, you know, we're here with Jay, Citrus America. And I'm staring at, he actually brought one of the machines. We're drinking juice. I mean, it's amazing. It's bad.
Can you hear this?
Yeah. Yep.
That's therapeutic.
It's a nice and quiet, and you smell it. You don't have that smell-o-vision going on, but
you can scratch.
I wish we did somehow.
Scratch your speakers, folks.
I'll tell you what, this where you're at right here, this is the American Grill, right? There are pictures from all different places from around the country here. Before, when you were doing setup, I was moving my juicer around, taking pictures next to all these pictures.
Oh, that is
and
awesome.
I'm like, I have been to almost every one of these places with the juicer. So it's been a lot of fun. It is a lot of work, though. You know,
there's no question.
It's a lot of work.
Well, see, but that's what I kind of wanted to touch on that, because when I would go do, when I was doing my show circuit on the road, right? It was unbearable to think that you have to go and unload, unpack, set up, do your 8, 9, 10 hours, you know, wrap it up. But, oh my
Clean
God.
Up.
It's brutal.
And then drive.
And then go drive somewhere, right? So it is brutal. Now, what's your turn? Like when you're setting up, how long does it take you to do your setup?
It really depends on the equipment. And who we're talking to and how much time they have. And, you know, sometimes we're at equipment dealers. Sometimes I'm directly in front of a chef or beverage manager or something like that, or even a retailer. So it really depends. And sometimes I'll have multiple calls within a day and drive time and cleanup time in between. So they can be long days for sure.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
I'll be honest with you.
I've always enjoyed the drive though. You know, people are like, oh, I can't stand the traffic. It's this and that, whatever, the drivers, yada, yada, yada. But for me, as long as I'm in a comfortable vehicle, I'm good. You know, I can't, like, you know.
You don't want to be in like a Mazda Miata or something?
I don't want to be in a panel truck. Oh. Like, I can't, I don't know how these drivers in our industry, like, do it. You know, the seats are straight up. It's uncomfortable. You know, you're lucky if you get AC.
How about a Sprinter van? I used to have to drive one of those for my work. Oh, my God.
It's plus or minus on a Sprinter. It depends. Like, I think it depends on which one you have. Like, the company that I'm referring to that I actually had to do these things, they had Mercedes Sprinters. Mm-hmm. They're not bad.
No, but you can't. There's no rear view mirror to look out the back. You can only at the two sides. And the problem is, and you probably know this, everyone on the damn road thinks, oh, I can cut them off and there's no big deal. Oh well, there's stopping power is not so good, guys.
True story.
We did it in Miami.
He's chomping at the bit. Look at him.
Yeah.
I won't say that I cruise past those guys, but I do okay on the road in our Sprinter van. Yeah, it's been good. I'll tell you, we've talked about how hard it is, but it's also a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
I'm meeting people all the time. I meet people from across the country and most of them are foodies, right? And it's fun and I get to talk about food and I get to share my experience. Yeah, my job, I'm the vice president of sales. I sell equipment for a living. I've sold food for a living. A lot of our background's very similar. Now I'm selling equipment, but I'll tell you what, I feel like I'm more of a consultant and I just get to talk about food and help people create new cool items, which is a lot of fun. You talk about Cahaba and you know, you throw in some buzz buttons into a drink, things like that. I mean, there's some mind blowing things out there that people can do that they don't. As chefs, you get stuck in your four walls a lot and it's hard to find new creativity. And you need people to come in and give you some ideas.
Like what's trending.
Correct. Yeah. Ideas and equipment, you know, products, items, things that are going to help you do the change, you know.
Well, and here's the thing about his product is, you know, I grew up in South Florida just like you did. Mm-hmm. And we had orchards all over the place.
Yes.
And there was, you know, Tropicana back in the day was a really good orange juice. There's nothing that compares to this.
Yeah. Nothing. I ruin people when it comes really to fresh juice.
Yeah, you really did.
So that and so
I am totally wrecked.
So you're pouring you're pouring glasses of sunshine is what you're doing.
Right? Yeah.
Like literally glasses of sunshine. And all you could do is make people happy. So it's not like you're going to try to sell a vacuum cleaner. You know what I mean? Like I always felt bad for the, you know, the cats who they do come in. And I did that on purpose. Come knock on your door.
That was beautiful.
It was perfect. They do come and knock on your door and they're trying to sell you like new windows. Like, I'm not going to spend 30 grand on windows. So get the hell out of here. You know, like, what are you talking about? You're doing this thing where you're coming to the table and saying, here, turn it off for a second. You're doing this.
Just
okay.
Like that.
Have a glass. Have a try.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not just open up from the can or the jug. It's literally fresh.
I love it.
It doesn't get any fresher, right? Fresh, natural, and exciting. That's what I sell.
And fast.
Let me ask you a dumb question. Do you sell this and the person looks at you and goes, well, after you know, drop it down and you have the liquid, how long does it last? Do they really ask that question?
That's very common. So retailers tend to put about 5 days on it, sell by. Can you grab that?
Yeah.
Carl? Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, Carl needed some more juice.
Yes.
So
I'm pouring the juice.
So yeah, usually about 5 days on orange juice. Okay, right.
There we go. This is not ultra pasteurized.
There's zero pasteurization. This is fresh.
Thank you.
Natural juice.
Can you tell the audience what pasteurization, high heat pasteurization does to orange juice?
Yeah. Well, pasteurization, heat or cold, you're basically cooking a product. So the minute you cook it and everything that's on the shelves that says fresh natural from Florida really isn't, you know, it's been process.
Sorry to burst your bubbles, guys. You just, you know, underneath the table there, the curtain lifted up.
Son of a. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. People don't know.
But with that being said, there's a lot of retailers across this country that have fresh orange juice in store, that they are making fresh orange juice in store that you can buy it.
What's a good place for, what's a good chain that we would be able to find such a?
So here locally in Florida, the Fresh Market, you can go in and get it. Whole Foods would be another one. But they're across the country. You know, your favorite place, Texas, HEB has a phenomenal juice program. Up the East Coast, you know, we're all over.
So you watched the or listened to the show, and I made the comment earlier about sauce gravy. So I'm going to start another one.
Oh, no.
Who has better oranges, California or Florida?
Depends on what you're doing with it.
Juicing.
Right? If you're drinking it, Florida.
Juicing oranges, Florida. You can't beat Florida.
Right. There you go.
Florida.
Shots fired, California. Shots fired.
Yeah.
West Side?
Sorry.
No. Straight out of orange juice.
Yeah, no offense to my Florida growers or my California growers, but when it comes to a Florida orange, it's really meant for juicing.
They're ugly. So, listen, here's how, basically, folks, Florida oranges are fugly. They just do not look good. California oranges are gorgeous. Now, you're juicing a Cali orange. It's still delicious. It's still going to be great. But Florida, Florida just tastes better, man. It drinks better.
Well,
it just
your better. Bricks level are going to be higher. Your yield is going to be higher.
You said what level?
Yield.
No.
Bricks.
Bricks.
Can you, sorry, the layman.
So, sugar. Sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And natural. Sweetness.
And what he didn't touch upon is when you're juicing yours, we talked about it earlier, there's that acid or in there, the citric acid, the bitterness. Where is that coming from?
Yeah. So people think that bitterness in orange juice is citric acid, and it's not. It's peel oil. Peel oil is literally the oil that's in the peel, and that's what's bitter and gives you heartburn. And I'll tell people all the time, try mine. If you can't drink it because you get heartburn, try mine. And they do, and they come back for more because they haven't been able to drink orange juice in so long.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
And what your machine does is it doesn't go all the way in to get that.
Yeah, so oil. We have a bunch of patented products, not to get too deep because I can really geek out on this for a while. And
if
I don't
you
want
do that. I want you have to do like a nerd voice. Like, so today we're going to you got to get into it.
Yeah, I'll try it. So I'll keep it simple. But we have some patented products. We have a moving knife. What that does is it really mimics a chef taking a serrated knife and cutting a piece of citrus in half. We get a nice clean cut. We are the closest to hand squeeze that you can possibly get at doing it at 30 fruit a minute. See,
I didn't actually know that.
Did you hear that right now?
Yeah.
30 fruit a minute.
And it's closest to mimicking actual hand cut, which I didn't know that. That's a great piece of info.
Matter of fact, when we typically hand squeeze, we typically squeeze too much. We're getting too much pith and pulp. And what that is peel oil. So you're not doing yourself any favors by getting every little last drop out. You're putting more peel oil in your juice.
So he said pith, just to make sure everyone.
Yes, pith.
And peel. Yes.
Would you call me?
That's right.
But
you know, it's funny. I mean, I saw this, and it was like Calle Ocho. We were talking off camera when we were setting up. Calle Ocho, you walk into like the La Carreta or one of those, and there it is, juicing it. I was like, oh my God, that's fantastic. Because there's... And probably your pitch to somebody is you don't have to buy a case of orange juice as far as in the bulk. You buy oranges. If they're using it at the bar, you get an extra and you're getting really good product at the end result, correct?
Yeah. Your end product's not cheap, right? If you're buying a bottled juice, it's going to be cheaper as far as food cost goes.
But the actual quality is just... And it's going to be loaded with additional fillers and sugars and all that.
Well, it also depends on probably buying any type of orange they can get of. So you're getting for layman's terms for wine, it'd be like a maritage of oranges.
Right. So here's the thing. I walk into a lot of very high class, very fancy locations, and then they go grab that jug, you know, and you look at their menu and it's all fresh ingredients. And then you get to the bar and it's, you know, not coming out of a jug or their marinades. It's mm-hmm. still coming out of a jug, marinade, right? Yeah. And all the things, I always say, if you're going to buy a juicer, use it everywhere, right? Marinades, salad dressings, your bar, anything you'd get a concentrate, get that crap out of your, I said crap. Sorry.
Okay. You're okay with that. It's the other juice. We just give him a couple minutes. He'll drop something.
Yeah. Just give me a minute. Loosen up.
Get that garbage out, right? Do fresh ingredients. People know.
I have to imagine. So, you know, you have to envision this, right? First of all, if you're a consumer, you know, you're a foodie, you're a consumer, you go to the bar, the hotel, the restaurant, you're going there to eat or drink or both. In my case, both, right? So I want to have the best ingredients that are out there. And if I'm having a cocktail and there's supposed to be orange juice or grapefruit or something like that, I want it to be real. I don't want something that's, you know, ultra heat. I don't want any of that. Give me the real deal stuff. Right. And so when you're talking about, so that's the consumer, but let's just say, hey, I'm the operator, you know, I'm the food buyer or the bar manager, whatever. I want a return on my investment, right? If I'm selling this stuff at the bar, if I'm using that machine at the bar to make drinks, you know, plus we're using it for breakfast and, you know, whatever, I have to believe that the ROI on this product is relatively quick, considering all things considered.
100%. But just like anything else, you charge for it, right? Whatever you need, whatever you're serving, if you're doing high class, good volume, good quality product, you charge for that.
Tell me about guacamole and margaritas.
Oh, forget it. So, okay, a typical Mexican restaurant, if they're doing high-end products, salsas, guacamoles, they are already hand-squeezing limes. A very busy Mexican restaurant will do 3 to 5 cases of hand-squeezed limes a day.
Oh, my gosh. That's so much.
They are hand-squeezing that.
What's the labor cost in that just alone? Like, that's why I'm cringing.
Well, there's two things that are happening. You got labor cost, but then you have consistency.
Cross-contamination, too.
Well, that also. But consistency in who, depending on who's working, you know, are they doing the same routine? You know,
or like you said, if you're hand-squeezing it, you're going too far much, in, you're and you're, I can't stand doing that. So they're getting a whole bunch of bitterness in there, like my ex-wife.
The chef yelled at me today. Yeah. I'm going to go a little bit further with this. Yeah.
That's right. You guys are spot on. And so the research we've done is it takes people about an hour to hand squeeze one case of limes. And that's somebody who...
I can beat that. I can go 4 hours.
Yeah, right? And to be fair, that's somebody who's excited to be at work, who's, you know, came in not hungover and wants to be there and get their job done. And it's just hard to find that labor anyways right now. So we can take that 1 hour and do that in like 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Yeah, let that soak in.
Yeah.
4 minutes.
Yeah. So I take that 5 hour job and I do it in under an hour, cleaned up, done.
Because if somebody's literally, if it's taken 4 hours for somebody to do that work, and that's what they're focusing on.
Let's say it's $10 an hour.
Yeah, it's 40
right?
bucks.
It's 40 bucks that you're just throwing right into the pisser, right there.
Into the pither.
Pither.
It's all pith.
Yeah. Wow. So that actually builds up real fast. Yeah. Not to mention, you know, whatever your margins are on your cocktails and your, you know, breakfast and your beverage program.
What can you do with the stuff that, I mean, obviously it's in a can that's lined and stuff like that, but what could you do if somebody wanted to do something with the orange peel?
Yeah. So waste, right? I mean, in a restaurant, sky's the limit, right? For one, you can pre-zest before you juice. So if you're doing any high-end zesting, anything like that, and again, we do lemons, limes, oranges, you name it when it comes to citrus. So you can pre-zest, then juice, or you can, if you know you want to do some fancy vodkas or anything like that, you can definitely start some infusions, marinades. I mean, sky's the limit with any of them.
For giggles, and I don't remember what it was, and maybe, Jay, you're going to remember this, but I was at our good friend Patrick Kelly's studio from the Produce Industry podcast, and we were juicing, like, navel oranges, but also, I forget what they were. Could it have been tangerines or something? I think it might have been tangerines.
Yeah, that was a noble, juicy crunch tangerine.
Yeah. Oh, but when you're doing that blend with your navel orange plus the...
Oh, God, tangerine juice?
No. Oh. Listen to me. It was so good. Like, John, it... Delicious. Look at my face. I mean, I can't make more of a face. It was so good.
No, you try harder because it is that good.
That's all I got, man.
Natalie's makes a tangerine they sell at Publix.
Sure.
And I will tell everybody right now, I don't care if it's $8, $9. That goes so well with vodka.
Oh, Natalie's. Well, listen, not for nothing. Oh, my God. Natalie's, they do a great job.
Oh, that is disgustingly delicious.
They do a great job.
They're definitely out there. There's a lot of juice out there. We just help you. Do it yourself.
Right.
I think, listen,
there's a place for everybody to live.
But when it comes to that tangerine, especially, so you brought up the Noble Juicy Crunch. That is literally the best Florida tangerine on the market.
Where was I for this? I brought pork today, and you want to talk about...
I brought orange juice. What do you
want? Yeah, and you bought a vegan, by the way. Thanks. He can't taste anything.
I can't. Listen, I can't. Yeah. You can't judge.
I'm not. What are you judging? Hello, who just won an award for plant-based? Well, I would have brought him something.
Well, then hush. Oh, well, serve the pork and hush. What are you talking about?
Well, pork was vegan at one point.
Maybe.
What?
Pigs and cows eat what? Vegetables.
Yeah, but...
they're vegan.
Yeah. Oh, they're vegan.
They're vegan.
I get it.
Oh, there we go. See. Have some more orange juice.
Yeah. I actually need some liquor in this. I got to deal with this guy. Like, my goodness.
I don't know. Did you listen to one episode 20 when we had the bourbon, the bacon?
I did.
This one. How's the bourbon bacon going?
Oh, man. That was awesome. I enjoyed the hell out of that.
See?
Yeah.
You know, you bring up a good point because I think the bar gets left out of the restaurant scene a lot.
Yeah.
And chefs tend to stay in their kitchen and the bar managers tend to stay in the bar, but mixology is really bringing it together. Culinary and beverage is coming together. And I think we need to embrace that and bring that in. And, you know, why aren't we bringing fresh juices into both? Right. Why aren't we bringing those bacon over in? Adding that bacon to that bourbon raises your food cost, or not your food cost, but your sale.
Right.
You had $2 by adding that one piece of bacon in there.
It was so good.
But yeah, but imagine doing an old fashioned, instead of doing orange bitters or like a zest of orange, you have this orange juice in there is like a hint behind it. You know, the other thing, I worked for a major company. We used to take oranges, take the skins off, throw away the actual guts of the orange. We would slice them up, put them under the heat lamp and try them out. And it was orange chicken. So that's another thing that people can do. And I'm just sitting there in my mind going, because I'm all about how can I maximize my profits, my food waste, and so on and so forth.
You are such a dork.
I geek out on this stuff, dude.
He went deep.
He went
deep.
Listen, that was great. I just want you to know something. I appreciate your culinary dorkness.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, and I mean that sincerely. Like I'm saying it as a joke, obviously, but you are a geek to the highest level, and that's why I love you, man.
But here's the thing about chefs. In order for us to keep not only our jobs and our food cost in line, if you have all that and if you dehydrate them or dry them out, you can actually make orange powder. And that can be going into desserts. I was thinking candied orange. Then you go in the bar. There's so many things. Now, I used to work with my restaurant in Lake Park. We had the Mexican mixologist. I'm not making this up. Brian Mendoza. He was just so stellar at making so many different cocktails that this thing here, this would have like amplified him.
Does he have his own business?
Yeah, he does.
I know him.
Yeah.
He's
probably following you because he follows me on the
social
media.
Maybe he isn't. No, there was a, oh gosh.
We should get him on the show. Brian, if you're listening, call me.
Yes, do that. What's the name of his company?
Mexican Mixologist.
Hey, Brian, call me too. I'd love to talk.
We're going to get Brian on the show. Oh. Booking.
Yeah, makeup.
So, all right. First of all, we're already, into the, end of the thing here. So how do people find you? What do they do? I mean, obviously you're all over the place. Is there a GPS coordinate?
LinkedIn, definitely. You can follow me across the country.
Is that your biggest platform?
Yeah, that's probably my biggest platform. And we belong there because we are really business to business for the most part. But citrusamerica.com, look me up. JGardner@citrusamerica.com.
I'm going to put your contact info in the description of this podcast when we put it out.
I appreciate
that. Besides like hotels and such, I mean, country clubs would be another one, right?
There is no end to where I can sell this. So
I'm going to say this for you guys, because Brian's in the off camera right over there. You might want to look into getting this with the ACF, the American Culinary Federation, because that can open some major doors for you.
Definitely.
Just to say there. I mean, there's different memberships there too. He's a member too.
I am a member. And plus I know a guy.
All right.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
But that guy's in a cartel, I heard. You have to watch out for those guys.
It's bacon, though. It's the bacon cartel. Like, those are the kind of guys that you want to know. You know what I'm saying?
I think I need to start a citrus cartel.
I think they might have one.
Well, they have that one. You need to watch out.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is real. I did not say that.
So listen.
Just a joke.
In spring, when your limes go to $100 a case, it's exactly that. So, hey, thanks, guys. Yeah. We're okay. Yeah.
I just put the squeeze on them.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. That is, what's that show? The Rock was on it. Jungle Cruise.
Wow.
When he told that joke. Oh God. Yeah. He goes, I used to work at a juice company that put the squeeze on me. That's a dad joke.
Yeah.
Sorry. I went there.
That's why
at least I didn't
out.
Do Mickey Mouse like you do.
But I know how to do it.
I know too, but I'm not going to do it.
My kids love it.
I don't believe you.
Ah. All right. Come on now.
Yeah, I can do it. No, seriously. Like, you know, it's
that was incredible.
John's
that was incredible.
I've given up my life to entertainment now. Mm. So at the end of the day, I'm either entertaining my young children or you folks who are tuning in.
Or both.
My daughter, she's my biggest fan. And that makes this whole operation.
That picture you sent of your daughter wearing the little piggy.
Yeah.
With you when you were wearing. Oh my God. That was adorable. Yeah. That was adorable.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I like your hat, daddy. Yeah. I was like, all right. Stay away from this guy. So, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to wrap up here and we're going to drink like another half a gallon or so of juice.
Or how many?
That's
other?
A juice buzz. It's by the way, it's a real thing.
No,
it's
so juice. The machine you brought. How many? You said how many oranges does this take at one time to feed through?
So it does 30 fruit a minute.
But
so
it can hold. A total.
It holds about 3/4 of a case in the hopper. Yeah.
This is the Citro Casa.
I love
this. This is the Citro Casa. We call it the Fantastic FSB ATS.
Oh my God, I love it. All right, so in fact, just for giggles, when we do, if you can text me the proper name and if you have information on that specific unit, because is this middle of the road, high and low?
Yeah, this is my middle size machine, I call it. It's like a small market or hotel. This is really my hotel juicer.
This is like a Camry.
Yeah. This can be.
No, it's like I would say like an ES300 Lexus.
Oh, okay.
Where are you going to go, Camry? Dude.
So I didn't want to go that rich.
I started with Cadillac.
Well, no, the Cadillac would be more.
Look at the chrome. It's chromed out.
No, that's because that's elbow grease.
No. That's 304 stainless, man. That's
grease, too, to keep it shiny.
Just a little. Just a little.
Brian's snickering back there. He knows he's going to have you do polishing it up.
Yeah, he's like,
it looks like it has a Hemi.
This specific machine can be customer self-service. So a customer can literally walk up, push the button, and fill up their own glass.
Really?
Well, you saw how easy it was.
So dangerous.
So yeah, very cool. Yeah.
I could just see like one of the kids coming up and then walking away.
Yeah, but they don't, you know, because the minute they stop, it stops.
I love it. Well, all right, listen, so...
It is kind of sexy, too.
We can have this shipped right to my house, and...
we can arrange that.
Throw it right in the back of the Jeep.
Tell me what your credit card number is, and we'll send that on over.
Let me see your wallet real fast. And all right, so listen, Jay, thank you very much for being on the
so good
the program. I thought this was really great.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure.
Definitely.
So, So everybody out there, I will be putting the contact info for Citrus America, and I want you to check it out. If you're a consumer of juices, I think what I'm going to also put is places where you can actually find this equipment being used, so you can go and actually patronize that that establishment. And we're going to push the word out there and see what we can do. Hey, thanks again, Marvin Cahaba Club, for being the title sponsor of this episode of the Walk and Talk podcast. Jeffrey Schlissel.
Part of the Jeffersons, not...
You're moving on up, baby.
I'm moving on up.
You're moving on up. I love it. John Hernandez, you're awesome, man. Ibis Images in the house. Thank you kindly. We are out. Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.